Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, if you're going to be headed down to Campos Marina, we're just talking to them during the holidays. They did want to let you know that they're going to be closing early on Christmas Eve, and they'll be closed all Christmas Day, and business is normal the day after. That's at Campos Marina. All right, early this week, Chris Lecoq, my cameraman with Bayou Wild TV, and also our co-host, Lance Burgess, made a trip up to Toledo Bend. I call it a winter wonderland of fishing. We stayed at the Wildwood Resort. Next morning, Lance and Josh Sykes went out and caught some nice bass, and we'll be hearing from Josh a little bit later on. But later in the day, this guy couldn't wait. He was calling on the phone. He said, the fish are biting. Y'all got to get over here. So we hustled up and met Roman Ray and Sam Canoe of Bent Rods Guide Service over there at Cypress Bend Marina, jumped aboard the pontoon party barge and headed out to their honey holes. And Roman, pick it up from there, my friend. Good morning, and explain to folks what we did and how we fished Toledo Bend.
Good deal. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Don. Good to hear you again. So we jumped in the boat. Me and Sam went out there just to go play around a little bit, and boy, the fish were chomping. So we called them so they could stop bass fishing so we could go do some real sockeye fish and get that good meat. So we jump out there on the barge, and we start hitting some holes. And what we do at Toledo Bend is we're fishing brush piles, natural structures, you know, natural laydowns. And the fish in this wintertime pattern are going to be staying a little bit closer to the river on Toledo Bend. So we're hugging around the edge of the river. And when we get to that pattern, we had a little cold front kind of move in the day before we did this little show. And so we knew the fish were going to be a little sluggish. So we had a particular pattern that was working, which was kind of like a slow-up approach whenever we get on top of them. And the jig shiner, it was kind of a mixed bite that day, but the fish were biting, and we just had to get on them.
Now, you utilize a live scope, and you set up, and I called it kind of like NFL Central. You're watching the screen. You're calling directions to the fishermen on the front of the boat. It's a very successful method of doing it.
Yes, sir. So how I kind of do it, you know, there's several different approaches you can do. What I like is I have everybody in the front, and I'm behind them with my screen, and you can see the fish, you know, on your brush pile. And crappie feed up. They don't feed down. So whenever I'm dropping them, I'm the one telling them when to stop. So I'm dropping you strategically in front of the fish. And Don, you can attest, I would tell y'all, hey, move over a foot. Hey, go down two more feet. Very strategic. And when I'm dropping them, I'm keeping them above them. So whenever we stop that jig or stop that shiner right above the crappie, I would tell them to hold it for a little bit and then start that slow up approach. And that's when the crappie would come out from the pile and come up to strike the bait.
It's extremely precision fishing. And the bite, you were saying, is unique there, unlike any other place.
That is correct, in my opinion. So what I mean by that is, you know, I fished all over the state of Louisiana. The crappie in other portions, other lakes, other rivers, to me, they strike a lot harder. On Toledo Bend, I think it's consistently a soft bite. When they bite, they're going to bite, but they just never really just nail it, in my opinion. And the reason I say that is if you ever fish Toledo Bend and you fish a lot of other lakes and you're doing a lot of scanning, scouting, you will notice that on Toledo Bend, the bait fish on that lake is just everywhere. So these fish are, in my opinion, are never really just starving. because there's so much food around. So, on, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you dangle a cookie in front of me, I'm going to take a little bite, but I don't have to just devour it. You know, where some places they're fighting for food, so they're just going to go, you know, it's competition. They're going to be more aggressive. On Toledo, in my opinion, the bait fish is so, so vast and so much that they're just, they're not really starving. So you got to, it's a very soft bite. And once you learn the strategy, you'll be more successful.
Soft bite, but these are some chunky, stocky little fish. And
oh, yes, they are.
How long is this this bite going to be going on these bigger fish right now and fishing the style that you're doing?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So the wintertime fish is actually one of my favorite. The numbers, you're not necessarily catching the highest numbers of the year, but the size is incredible. The only thing that really changes during the winter with, you know, the consistency of this is a front. Typically, right after a front and, you know, a big front, a big rain system, cold front, one that produces, you know, 15, 20 mile an hour north winds, it'll kind of make the fish lockjaw for, you know, a day or two. And then once we get consistent weather, they'll get more consistent. But what changes that overall pattern is, you know, we're going to have this big fish, really big fish pattern from now through January. But then once you start getting that mid-February, everybody knows what's coming. Once you get a series of warm days, really warm days, these fish are then going to start their transition back towards the bank to start their spawning process.
And then you got to change the tactics.
Then you got to change everything.
Absolutely. 6-pound test, fishing alternate jigs and shiners. Your favorite jig, Roman?
My favorite jig is from, it's Cross Crappie Crack Jigs. It's a good buddy of mine who makes hair jigs. And my favorite jig he makes is the Monkey Milk Jig. He's not much of his Monkey Milk fan, but that is my favorite jig. Also, he also makes this jig that he calls River Shad. The River Shad jig is a very good jig. It's more of a shiner style approach jig, more natural. It's white, very good in sunny weather. 6-pound test. And then if I'm fishing shiners, you know, I like number fours, number six hooks, depending on the time of year. The smaller the hook, the better. Once again, in my opinion, the smaller hook, the better. These fish are, like we talked about earlier, are not as aggressive. So I really want them to try to swallow that hook, especially most people are going to keep their crappie. So swallow that hook. They're not just hitting it real hard. You want them to swallow so they don't notice it. And then, you know, we always have a little split shot above the jig. And then my favorite rod to use is Outlaw Crappie Sticks, Outlaw Crappie Rods. And I use 7'2" rods. That's my favorite on the boat with the style of fishing now. In wintertime, a lot when we're fishing vertical trees along the river in certain areas, we'll use 10, 12 foot rods, and then we'll stick out there and reach out there and get them a little bit.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's it. That's the key, the ticket, and you can put some of those nice slabs in the boat. If somebody wants to get in touch with you guys and take advantage of this wintertime bite with less competition out there, what's the best way to get a hold of Bent Rods?
So, Bent Rods, we have our own website. We have our Facebook page, Bent Rods Guide Service. You can contact Josh and Sam, are the owners of Bent Rods Guide Service, and their phone numbers are on our website. You can also just message us through Facebook or through our website, and they'll get a hold of you, and you can book a trip. We got 10 total guides now on Toledo Bend and Sam Rayburn, so we can accommodate you in any way. We got a Airbnb. We got sleeping accommodations, and even if ours is booked up, we've been out there a long time. We know many people out there. We can get you lined out with somewhere for you to stay, and we can get you set up with a fishing trip.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making a great episode of Bayou Wild TV. We'll be showing that in season 14, and people can get a look at how we did it. I got to thank you again. It was a great trip. Only complaint I got is one, Roman, and you just got to find. You got to find a new writer for your jokes. That's all I tell you. And don't you steal any of mine that I told you either.
I got to take some of the legends, baby.
You're welcome. You're welcome too, Roman. Thanks again to you and Josh and Sam over there at Bent Rod Guides, and we'll hopefully get up there maybe when the seasons change, and we'll do another trip with you guys.
Sounds good, buddy. God bless. Be careful.
Go get that deer.
Yes, sir.
All right, we come back after this, and we get to some more of your text messages. We'll see if we can catch up with Sam Canoe. I wanted to chat with him, and also we're going to be talking to Josh Sykes. He is the bass fishing end of Bent Rod's Guide up at the Toledo Bend, and that's also been very good this winter. We'll get the chance to chat with him and find out some more info about fishing the wonderful winter wonderland of Toledo Bend Reservoir. We're back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.